My name is Justin Quinn, and I'm going to read a poem entitled A Cappuccino for Robert Cremins. They are all still there, say 1998. They pop out to Blackrock or Cornell's Court. They are large in their world. The shopping cart fills up with candy of mythic size and weight. They are not weak. They can hear everything. Pishogues still linger in their memory, and they do not quite believe technology. Beneath their accent, different brogues still sing. They are all clearly still there. Babies in prams are not yet criminals or ministers or both. On Sunday they say paternosters, and even married sex brings with it qualms. We're 20, but they have power. What they say goes to show, oh, what we've long forgotten. We can't shrink them just yet to Buster Keaton. They suffer, but in ways that we can't see. In all of Ireland, there's only one cafe that can make cappuccino. South Ann Street. Perhaps we sit there talking 3 hours straight, still yet to cry and cry for these one day. This poem was written for a friend, Robert Cremins, who in the 1990s moved to Houston in the United States, whereas I moved to Prague in the Czech Republic, and we've stayed in both those places for our lives since then. And so I'm thinking about what Ireland is like since we left. Are the people who, the generation above us, are they still there? And the poem starts by saying they are still there. They're still moving around, going to the same shopping centres that they did in the 1980s. Of course, some of them aren't still there. Some of them have passed away. And it's like I'm imagining us back when we were both in Ireland in the 1980s, and those losses of the generation above us had yet to occur, and we had still yet, as the poem says at the end, to cry and cry for these one day.